like to call it the most hurtful time of the year, and that is because we tell each other on the show New Year's resolutions for each other. Things that maybe we think they should be working on. Yeah. Maybe things we think they should stop doing that they don't even know they're doing in the first place.
I think the audience got the point with the first 3 days of this. We don't need
today is your day, Jared. Oh. Today is your day. Anybody volunteer?
I'll go ahead.
Okay, Matt, go ahead.
No hesitation.
Jared, you said that you are looking to potentially, like, take a step back from some of your social media usage in the new year. You feel like you're just addicted to it and you're trying to maybe be less involved?
Yes.
If you're going to be less involved, I want you to maybe rework and reconstruct the way you post things.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. This is a
What do you mean?
I feel like I can look at any of the social medias that we all have access to, and I can look at the posts, and I can always tell. I can mostly tell if it's Katie or Squid. Normally, if it's Katie or Squid, it's written and constructed similarly, except Squid usually has, like, skirt listed in it or something.
And a lot of emojis, typically.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But when it's Jared, it's written like it's a Fox News headline.
Yeah, that's so true!
If it has anything to do with one of his kids, there's an exclamation point on the end instead of a period. And if it's not a photo that he's taken, it's a grainy screenshot from someone else's Facebook or Instagram.
That is so true.
It hasn't been cropped whatsoever.
At all. Yeah. It's like when your grandparents send you a screenshot and it's also got their battery life in the top right. That's sometimes how Jared's posts look. And I know if I'm not sure, I'll just go to one of the other three social medias that he has access to, and they're all the same.
Yes.
So the same post is on his personal, his page, the show, the station.
Yep.
Yes.
So it's like, okay, so you can unfollow Jared but still have access to all his stuff if you follow the station.
That's also true.
That is true.
So, Les, if you're going to do less, maybe rework it and try to put a little more energy into the one to make it less cookie
cutter. I definitely do that. Like, I'll put something, I'll say thoughts.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Or like, me with my kids. Like,
yes.
Obviously, you can see that. Like, I need to, if I'm going to do less, make it more quality.
Yeah.
Okay. I
love this guy.
Love this guy.
Yeah. Look at him.
They are not, you're right, they're not full sentences.
No. Nope.
And that does also bother me as well.
It's written straight up as a headline.
It does.
That's kind of the way I text, too.
Yep. Yes. 100% how you text. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, focus on social for now. Worry about the text next year.
Sometimes the headline type posting does get some more engagement.
Thank you, Jason.
Don't you dare.
It's true. I would love to see Jared's admin pages in his phone. There's probably
what?
Yeah.
Jared's been
stuffing on that.
Yeah,
I've actually I used to have an admin on like a Duke Hater page. I had an admin. I was doing one of our church's personal pages, like for our local location.
I'm talking some cover up page.
Oh,
where
like
different
secret
person.
Ones.
Oh, I have. I'll tell you right now. I have one. I have
Burner.
One.
Yeah,
I have one fake.
You do
account
what
that I don't post on. Hold on. I'm being honest here.
Okay. Yeah.
That I don't post on, that I don't have friends on, is to spy on certain people.
Wow. I can't believe it.
You don't comment or anything.
You've already said too much.
I'm being very honest.
Listeners are going to hunt you down. They're going to find out.
They are going to find
out. It's a person that like a fake person with fake photos?
Well, yes.
Because it's a secret.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you grabbing these photos from
telling you
anywhere in particular? Or are you taking them yourself?
I don't know who the person is.
It's just somebody.
Oh my gosh.
It's not a stock photo, I don't think. I think it's a real person, but I don't know who they are. I just found it online.
So you don't? Wow. You do have friends on there that you're following?
I don't follow. I can just, with that page, I can secretly
so that
see
if
what's
you
going.
Go in and block Jared's personal Facebook, this page has not been blocked because you don't know it's also Jared,
I'm being very
and you
honest
can
about this.
Spy on the people that have blocked him.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
And it depends how deep you went, Matt, because there is a feature that on Facebook and Instagram where you can block any pages associated with an admin of Jared Pike. Now, if he was really secret, he would establish himself as a completely different person from the beginning. With a different email address of a different name.
I guarantee you he's got a different email.
Yeah, it's got to.
Yeah, you have to have a different email.
Yeah, he's not a rookie.
Or we'll shut it down.
It's
not my name.
Facebook would give you an option. Like if you want to, say you get some spam or something like that, you say, well, block this page and any page associated with this admin or any page they create that's different.
Yeah, I immediately assumed it was a separate like totally, totally, person, separate,
totally separate email address.
Because otherwise it would associate with
you. The
only
problem is that when I make the other email address for this Facebook page, I can never remember what it is.
Oh.
And I didn't save the password. So
you
like,
put that in your notes, man.
I know. But I'm just being very honest, and it's to spy on like a couple people.
Interesting.
Like two or three people.
So Squid, that hot girl you've been talking to back and forth that really wants you, could be Jerry.
It was me. But I don't talk to people on it. I don't
all
like anything.
All those pictures I sent, you asked for.
All the deep pics Jerry requested.
Yeah. But I don't like or comment on anyone's page. I'm not just friends with anybody on it. Just so I can look. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay.
I bet you are so not alone on that.
Yeah,
so
I bet you a lot of
people
have
lots
yeah, but
of
you
it.
Have
oh, I know I'm not alone because I know there's been times with certain situations being blocked where the person will tell me stuff that I posted and it's a friend's only post. There's no way they can see it. You would have to be my friend to see it.
Oh, I
and
see.
And it would
oh,
go yeah. into great detail. I'm like, that's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, it's not. They have a fake page.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm being honest. It's not, yeah, I'm but not proud
a
of
lot
it,
of profiles, though. So you would have to have some friends on it because if you're spying on people and it's and they're
they
private,
don't know they don't know because I'm not liking their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but a lot of pages can be set up as private. You have to be a friend to see their stuff.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah. No, I don't go and like their page. You know, so if they do post it,
do you have? But you must have friends on this fake profile. Or it would look suspicious to the other person, no?
No, but I'm not liking their... I'm not.
He's okay. just going to
just,
it.
Okay. Just yeah. to look at the page. And if they have certain you know, filters where you can only see somebody, that's all I can see.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's not like I'm doing this every day, but I do have one.
I do.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We're doing Jared's New Year's resolutions. If you have one for Jared, 800-682-1075. Can I go next?
Sure, please.
All right, Jared.
I can't look at you.
Jared.
I already know
Jared.
What you're
no, you don't. I don't think so.
Oh, no. I'm not prepared emotionally.
I don't think so. Get off your phone. Get off your phone. I cannot, first of all, whatever you just admitted to me, I'm like, this just drives home my point even more. Get off your phone. I've literally never seen somebody who is attached like it is a limb on their body. Mm-hmm. That thing is on you 24/7, 7 days a week. You are the first one. And yes, I do appreciate that you will comment or you'll respond or whatever to our group text. But I also see you everywhere else responding. And then the second, you don't do it on the air, which I'm appreciative of.
Right, I don't.
I'm appreciative of that. But the second that those
right.
mics go off, it is immediately. And I will be in a full-blown sentence asking you to do something, and I'm just staring. You don't even know I'm looking at you.
No, I don't.
Waiting for you to get off your phone to acknowledge that you just heard me.
Yeah.
And then
like,
I just
what?
Sit and wait and wait and wait, and I'm like, really?
I can't argue with it. You're right.
Get off your phone. I do not think it's good
that's why
for your mental health. I really just
not.
Do not
I
think.
Know it's not. That's why my own New Year's resolution was like, I need to figure a way to get like a flip phone.
Yes. I think that's going to be the only way
yeah,
that you're going to be able to do it.
And maybe have some separate thing or I don't know.
Yeah.
Or somebody actually physically take it from me and lock it somewhere, although that would cause a panic. I'm definitely addicted. I wish I wasn't.
Yes.
I think also, not to add on, it's not my resolution. I'm just
wait, what are
piggybacking
we doing
here? On Katie.
Okay.
Because it is
okay.
about the phone. I tend to see Jared more. It's almost like I can tell something's going on different in
yes.
his life.
Yes.
Whether it's a relationship thing or whether something's stressful, whether mm-hmm. it's good, because it's the way you're texting. It's way more when I know that you're upset about something, and your mannerisms while texting with your little muscles in your face actually look different depending on what's going on.
You can tell.
They're big muscles, Jason.
You can tell.
They're very big, powerful muscles.
You also feel the need to respond to everybody, which I don't know
I always
how
have.
You
even
get
before,
over that.
Even before I started working here, always have.
But there are certain conversations or certain things I think we all think are super important because they're going on with us, but like, you don't have to do that during show hours.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right.
You know? Mm-hmm. You have an
agreement. And Jason, you are right. Yeah. There's been times you're like, everything okay, and I am okay, and I'll mm-hmm. say yes. But there are definitely times when you're like, what's going on? I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, yeah. He can tell. He can tell.
It's like an aggressive.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm like,
yeah.
And when it's happy, it's like almost like a laid back text.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess you guys do know me well.
It's not, yeah. It's not checking the baggage at the door. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I guess you're right. Yeah.
You got to check it.
All right.
Okay, that's mine.